I'm going to tell you a treadmill story. I told this story on The Rebound recently, but I'm going to give you even more color. And if you didn't hear it on The Rebound, well, now you still get to hear the story. If you did get to hear it on The Rebound, you can see if the facts of the story remain consistent. But this is the treadmill story, as I recall it. So, here we go.
Your Daily Lex.
So, most of the time I use the... My God, I really got so Larry David just now. I haven't finished Curb Your Enthusiasm yet. I have about 3 episodes left. But I did a Larry David thinking noise, which is even worse than my normal thinking noise. But anyway, most of the time I work out on the Peloton bike. I do 30 minutes or 45 minutes on the bike, and then I do a 5-minute strength class, and then I do a 5-minute stretch, and then I'm done for the day. Then I don't move again after that point. But, once... or twice a week, I use the treadmill. Sometimes it's a run, sometimes it's a jog, sometimes it's a power walk. And a couple days ago, it was time for one of those treadmill things. I didn't even know which one it was going to be yet, but I got on and the treadmill starts flashing errors. And I've had this problem once before where it starts flashing errors. And it's really showing a collision of errors, by which I mean more than one. And they're overlapping each other and they're laid out ever so slightly differently across some of them, which is funny and not good. But so it was saying, to detach and reattach the safety key. It was saying that something went wrong. Please restart your tread to continue. Your tread has stopped. Please reattach your safety key. Thing is, the safety key was attached. And, so I'm cleaning it. I'm reattaching it. I'm turning it off and on. I do a full reboot on it, unplug it, and you got to wait for a little bit because it's got such a store of power in it that it takes like a solid 20 or 30 seconds for it to fully power off when you unplug it. You can hear when it suddenly is done. Put it back on, nothing works. And I know I have to call Peloton, and I don't want to call Peloton because I love Peloton and I hate calling Peloton, especially when it's a tread-related issue. Because whenever I call Peloton about a tread-related issue, they're like, but you don't have a tread. Yes, I do. I do. You can see I take a lot of tread classes, and that tread is right here in my house. And the reason they sometimes struggle to identify the fact that I have a treadmill from them is when I bought the treadmill on the phone, they were like, hey, we recommend, actually it might've been over their support chat, but either way, they were like, hey, you can get the referral credit for referring yourself since you already have the bike if you buy the treadmill under another email address. And I'm like, great, I have infinite email addresses. Use this one. And so I did. Now, once you have the treadmill, you log in under your main account because that's where you want it to be. But they had me purchase it under a second account that they made up for this purpose so I could get a referral credit. It made sense. It wasn't my idea. It was their idea. But now every time I call in for a treadmill issue, I have to spend a lot of time figuring out what email address it's linked to and getting them to find it and realizing that it's on a different account, even though it's bought on the one. And I feel like a criminal each time, even though it was their idea. It wasn't my idea. It was their idea that I buy it this way. I finally get them to see that I have the tread and they want to start working on the debugging. They have me try all the same things I've tried before, and I will always do it. I'll say, hey, here's the steps I went through. I'll try anything you want, including those steps again. Oh, great. Let's do those steps again. Let's restart it this way. Let's do a hard reboot. And then she's like, let's do a factory reset. I'm like, okay, now we're trying something different. It was very clear to me that the factory reset would have absolutely no effect. It didn't, other than being annoying, in that I had to let it go through its, installer config thing, which was kind of fun, like watching it go all the way up and all the way down and following steps that are really just for the installer and not for you. But even as it's going through that config, I can see it's still starting to flash the same error messages, which I tell him. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to escalate this. And somebody from the escalation team is going to call you within 24 to 48 hours. And I was like, okay, so if I don't hear from somebody in 48 hours, I should call back. She's like, yes, but you definitely will. Plus, we had exchanged emails because she kept wanting me to send her photos of the error messages because she didn't believe that I was reading them verbatim or something, which I was. But she's like, I have your email, so I will email you once a day with updates. And I was like, okay. And that was the last I ever heard from her. And nobody from Peloton ever called. However, as soon as I hung up, I was like, man, it really, you can hear on occasion, not every time, you can hear sometimes it wanted to go. Like you would tell it, hey, I want to start walking or I want to start this treadmill moving. And you could hear it wanted to go, but it wouldn't go. And then other times it would just be totally silent. I was like, what if it just, it wants to go and something stuck and I can help. So I was like, what if I take a really strong step? So I'm like, really, I'm using my own Foley work here with my voice to try to help you understand what I did, but I think you got it. I was like, try that, Larry David. Anyway, I take this big, strong step on it and I hear a little ping. I hear something go flying loose that I could not find or see. And the treadmill started going. And it's been working fine ever since. So I'm still waiting for them to call me, which they won't. But I fixed it by brute strength. Try that, Larry David. He could never. He could never fix something by brute strength. He's too rich. He would have to pay somebody to do it. So I fixed my treadmill. Way to go. My hair on the other side is on the other. I said hand and side at the same time. So I said on the other side. My hair on the other side. Neither hide nor hair. My hair, on the other hand, is still too short. Now you know. That's all I wanted to say. But it's not as short as Larry David's. Funny.
Lex.